Andrew says, Vossi, I did the same thing dropping my kids to school yesterday, singing Ivan, Ivan, Ivan. Most parents thought I had been to an early opener after the night shift. And the Twitter line, Twitter can be a negative place as well, James. This one from Michael, love going to places like Shark Park and Leichhardt where you can't see anything, have to line up for a minimum of 20 minutes for food and drink and risk your health going into toilets that should have been condemned decades ago. So not everyone a fan of suburban footy. Now, make your own rules at Anytime Fitness. Anytime Fitness, they live up to the name, and now it's up to you. Michelle Bishop, some news on David Warner.
Yeah, the clock is ticking. He's certainly looking for the thumbs up from the team's medical staff ahead of the final one day tonight. He did complete training last night. It was only his second session, guys, since returning to India. He suffered a hairline fracture of his left elbow during the second test. He went home to recuperate, as we all know, but Warner's first practice session when he returned to Mumbai to catch up with the rest of the team, that session was aborted, if you remember, when a ball cannoned into his thigh off an inside edge, forcing him out of the net. So, as I say, time is ticking. Fingers crossed it'll actually get to play. But we have seen Mitch Marsh do a great job in his, or as his replacement. A
few puns there, Michelle. Fingers crossed, thumbs up. I like it. I like it.
Nudge, nudge with the elbow, you know what I mean?
World Rugby Funding is an Australian landmark study to investigate the cause and impact of breast injuries sustained during matches.
Yeah, and this is clearly on the back of an increase in female athletes playing contact sports. So we're now deeply researching the effects of concussion across, you know, every code. So I think this is quite encouraging. So a breast injuries expert and Associate Professor at the University of Wollongong, Deirdre McGee, is focusing on the incidence of breast injuries sustained during training and matches. Data is going to be collected over the next 2 years to develop guidelines on prevention and protection. As I say, those results will be captured over 2 years and they'll form the development of a classification system for breast injuries, which is set to be rolled out globally, so right across the world. Great to see the Aussies at the forefront of this. She says there's initial research to suggest a correlation between breast trauma and breast cancer. So the concern is breast injuries that are sustained during matches and practices aren't and haven't been being reported over a long period of time. So this might be a little bit awkward for some women playing the sport, but I think it's so important that we're addressing these issues now rather than wait a couple of decades into the sport like AFLW or NRLW and then start to scratch our heads and say, hey, gee, if we could have, should have, would have.
Yeah, I think that is... I've thought about that for a long time. The hits have got bigger, haven't they?
I think about it quite often watching those NRLW. Girls, thinking how brave they are. But there are such things as breast protectors, boob armour, that sort of stuff. So it's not as if they've just, you know, stormed onto the field, you know, without thinking about it.
Now, Michelle, the effect of the Ivan song on your life, do you find yourself on Channel 7? Are you singing the song? Is it sort of stuck
I
in
did yesterday in the car, how embarrassing. Yeah. It actually turned into another song. I was like, Ivan, Ivan. And then I started saying, shiny, shiny, bad times behind me. It was just, yeah, I hate it when that happens. But thanks, Ivan. And, good luck with your 400 games.
Yeah, okay. You're welcomed at Anytime Fitness, no matter who you are or what your goals. Anytime Fitness and Michelle Bishop will run back for the report next hour for Anytime Fitness.
See you then, guys.
Okay. This one, Jay says, I was humming the Ivan song as I fell asleep. Send help. G'day, fellas. Please don't say my real name. My wife listens. Okay. Regarding the stadium talk, it's like asking, do you prefer blondes or brunettes? Why can't we have both? Can't say the name. What's the commentary boxes like between the suburban grounds and the biggest
stadium? Good question.
The suburban grounds, you can normally, at the very least, you can open the window. A lot of the big stadiums, you can't, so you get cut off. It's great to be able to open the window and people can turn around and abuse you face-to-face. That part of it brings in the atmosphere, but no, they can be a bit squishy. Like, Cogra this Sunday night is a squishy box. It's a squishy... Yeah, it's not the big... But it's okay. It's okay. It's still calling footy. It's still the office to do the work. 7 minutes to eight. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.